Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
Eric got like fucked up by fire ants this morning. His toes look like sausages, dude.
I know you said that. I guess I didn't know if that was like common or not.
So like fire ants are common down here, absolutely, but they were like in our house, like just fucking showing up, just uninvited to the party. I thought it was like regular black ants, but no, they were fire ants. And then we were also like having flies. Like I've killed like 10 flies in the past like 3 days. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And I'm like, I mean, you know me. I'm a very cleanly person, you know? So like when infestations happen, I like freak out because I'm like, I'm a very hygienic person. I clean my house. I'm very anal about it. And it feels like violating to have like critters in your house. So he literally took the day off work and he went to Lowe's and just like essentially just sealed up everywhere. And we think we found where they're coming in, but still it's like, bleh. You
yeah,
know?
That's like, ugh,
isn't that gross?
I mean, yeah. I mean, when I lived in Florida, like, I mean, it was farther south like you are. Like, we had like cockroaches everywhere. I mean, it's just
Yeah.
we're living in their world. We built a house. We built houses on their land, essentially.
I know.
So that's
I don't
how I live.
Mind. I don't mind cockroaches because Finn will eat them, but I don't want my cats eating fire ants.
Yeah, I don't really, honestly, I don't really know too much about fire ants other than they're like annoying and like kind of.
Dude.
Just,
They fucking suck.
yeah. I mean, I hate mosquitoes. I feel like maybe fire ants are worse. I'm not too sure.
It's like at the opposite end of the spectrum. Like, they're both fucking nuisances. But for at least me, fire ants will send me into like a total hives, like anaphylactic shock type of thing. Whereas a mosquito is just like, I'm an itchy bitch. But
being itchy, especially since I'm like such a rashy person because of my autoimmune.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, will you teach me how to braid your hair? Braid my hair like how you braid your hair? Because I don't know how to fucking do it.
I mean, do you know how to braid hair at all? No. Yeah, you braid hair. You can braid your hair.
I kind of can. It's like, I don't know. I would say a second grade level.
You just gotta practice, dude. Like, my braids are really shitty right now because I haven't done it in forever. Like my last prep, I think I braided my hair almost every single day. So
yeah.
It just takes practice and time. And like the thing is, like, it's so different for me to teach somebody because when you do it yourself and you do it in the mirror, it's like backwards.
Yeah, I kind of figured that, but I just like, I honestly don't know how to section it to where it's like, it's really tight at top. And I don't know how much hair to add, when to add it. So it's just kind of like, it starts okay, but then it just like, I don't know, looks fucking stupid once I'm finished. And I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, that would be so. I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on like, I don't mind messy braids. I like messy braids. Like, I'll wear my braids for 2 or 3 days because I think they look cute when they're all kind of messed up. But whatever. Whatever.
Maybe
What do
you
you
should teach a master class.
Yeah, should I start selling it?
There you go.
Buns and braids.
Dude, I'd fucking buy it. Like, I'd be there.
It might actually be a good one. I know. I think my glutes look great today, actually. Just posted them on Instagram.
You say your glutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked your glutes today. Got some nice glutes.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like I finally look bikini. We were like talking about that. Me and my coach Mark, we were talking about like how my glutes finally look bikini. They're actually like round and full versus like a year ago before I got pregnant. I did not have like the top and outer shape that I needed for bikini. So it's really cool to finally see that after years and years of training wrong and just actually it pretty much was just training wrong and not having the exercises that are for my body and then properly executing them covered and stuff.
Yeah, it can be really difficult, especially because like everyone and their brother like has their opinions on training, and exercise selection. And there's no one size fits all. Not to say that you have to like make up exercises for clients, because like that's not a thing. But you have to take an exercise and make it fit their body. And that comes with like training videos, time, practice, different cues, because what works well for one athlete isn't going to work well for another. It's also about like prehab and mobility. Obviously, since you had a kid, like your joints and your joint, you're already pretty like hypermobile, especially in your front pose, but like your joints also are going to be a bit more like flexible since you had like those birthing hormones. And so like obviously you have like that like low back that you have to like strengthen up, and that can obviously impact glute cueing. So it's just a lot, but I'm really proud of you because they are looking really, really pretty.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, I like I said, I think a lot of it's like with my training and stuff, to be honest with you, because that has literally changed since postpartum significantly. Just like a game changer, which is great, which I think is like why I'm growing like so rapidly, why I'm growing rapidly natural, and just like creating such a better shape. Like the last 3 weeks for my check-ins, I mean, Mark told me this today because I pay no goddamn attention. He's like, "Yeah, your weight's been trending up like a pound or two every week for the last 3 weeks." I was like, "Oh, it has it? I don't fucking now. I don't fucking care." And which I guess makes sense because I think like 3 weeks ago I was like 135, and I think today I was 139 or 138.
Me too. Wow.
Yeah, you're 3.5 inches taller than me. So. He's like, "Yeah, but it's all in the right spots." And I was like, "Okay, sweet. Like, that's great. Like, we're moving in the right direction." Like, my waist measurement, I don't think has changed either. So that's good. It's all great. I'm happy about that. So, which, yeah, it's fine. The only thing I care about right now, with my, I guess, weight is I have a wedding that I have to be in next February and I got to order the bridesmaid dress. And I'm like, do I need to like order a size up or like two sizes up or like three sizes up. The last time I was in a wedding and I was a maid of honor, I was in my gut health phase and I ordered my dress. I waited till like the last you could order and it was like 6 weeks. I think I gained like 8 or 10 pounds in that 6 weeks. So my dress like didn't fit. Like we had to like cut it and then like safety pin it in certain areas. Yeah, it was fucking wild. And I didn't
Would have
even
been
get.
pissed, not because it didn't fit, but because those dresses are so fucking expensive.
It was like 120.
That's expensive for a dress.
I
Like
guess. I mean,
I shop at Shine or Sheen or however the fuck you pronounce it.
I don't think. I mean, I guess, yeah, I guess it depends like on your style.
I shop at Walmart and Sheen and Amazon, so anything triple digit, I'm like, that's expensive.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, I like those places too, but also too, like, I mean, it's a wedding. So I thought like 120 like wasn't bad at all. I mean, I spent and that was like to be in the wedding. Like I've spent that much on a dress. I've spent that much on like shoes, to be honest with you. I used to have a very bougie style before I got into bodybuilding, actually. It's funny. But yeah, I have jeans that are 170 bucks.
I don't
They're
even know jeans, dude. Fuck jeans.
Oh, I when I'm in prep, that's all I wear. It's weird.
No kidding.
I think maybe because they're a little bit more uncomfortable, so it helps me stay awake. I don't know. Helps me. Yeah, it's weird. Like I'm just like, all right, I gotta put these jeans on. I'll be like moving and like getting shit done. Because otherwise, if I put like comfy pants on, there's like a 0% chance I'm going to do anything else other than my required
That's
checkbox.
hilarious.
Yeah, I'm like, it's so funny that I get anything done because like. Baseline, like I am like feel like such a lazy piece of shit. Like I know goddamn well, like if I didn't have Mark, if I didn't have bodybuilding goals, I would be a bump on a log. I would be a bump on a log and I wouldn't eat. And I know that for a fact. I hate
I find
eating.
that so hard to believe because you're such a driven person. Like, you would have something that would drive you to not be a bump in the log. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. But like I don't know, like well, I think that the biggest thing is like eating. Like I was thinking about this yesterday. I was like, so like where are we at with like designing a pill that just lets you have all the nutrients that you need? Because I would eat that instead of actually sitting down, eating, cooking, chewing,
Chewing.
and the other pill of how can someone go to the bathroom for me? Those are like my two biggest annoyance of the day. Like it's so hard for me when sometimes when clients are like, "Oh yeah, like I like really enjoy eating. Like it's really hard for me to stop." And I'm like, "Oh my God, dude, I hate eating. I hate sitting down. I hate taking the time to do it. I just like, I'm over it. I just want to like have a pill that's like the perfect macros for my day. And that's it. Boom. Be done with it.
Dog, that's some Black Mirror shit.
Dude, I just like I don't want to chew. I don't want to pick up the fork and put it in my mouth because I'm a lazy person.
I just imagine, like, I don't even know, dude. Like, you have like a feeding tube in, and you're just like going to, you're, like, you're doing your shit, and you just got like something up your nose, just like giving you your nutrients, and be like, all right, I'm here.
Dude, dreams.
That's awesome. But yeah, so obviously, like, you had training with Mark, and that's really been like blowing up your glutes. So why don't you talk a little bit about like some of the cues and helps that he gave since you guys were able to meet up in person?
Yeah, so meeting up with Mark in person was like great. I actually, again, like today was my check-in, and we were just like talking about how my shape has changed, like, and how I just look a lot fuller today too. I mean, I started taking creatine, but then like also too, like, I have no back pain whatsoever from my training session on there. Like, it was straight glutes. So like that was awesome. And then like today we were talking, I was like, why did we wait so long to do this? And it's so funny because a lot of people don't know that I live close to Mark. They're like, oh, because a lot of people that live close to Mark, train at Mark's gym, train with Mark in person. They all see it, and I don't. And so people are like, "Oh, I didn't know that." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm just like the gym I go to is 4 houses down from my house." So
That's
like,
so nice, though.
I know it's yeah. I wish it was a little bit longer so I could get a little bit more steps on the way there. But, you know, whatever. So yeah, training in person was great, honestly. So we talked today about setting up some more in-person training ones, because obviously we kind of just went over like fundamentals, things I was struggling with, giving me those cues, learning my body, learning my muscle endurance, which is actually quite low compared to other people's, as well as so like our next training session, I really just want to focus on like intensity, where my true failure is at. So we're in the works of planning that, which is great. Yeah, so I would say as far as like our training sessions, like we were our training session that we had, it was fucking fire. Like we worked on a lot of things I couldn't get down, which as people know, if you follow my Instagram, kickbacks have been my nemesis for like the last 10 months. They're so difficult for me. So we worked on that and we had to go through like a lot of like different cues, and then we worked on like hyperextensions. Those were like my two big ones on like not me like just definitely not connecting with my body there. So you know, Mark had like a really big, he's really big on like, oh, you have to be like a folding chair for doing them. And like that just like wasn't it for me, because in my mind I'm like, hey, like I am folding in half. Like to me, like this feels like I'm folding in half. So we kind of switched it, and it was like, hey, it's like an RDL, but you're just like floating in the air with your feet on the ground. It's like, oh, okay, no problem. So, you know, as far as like for me, like that means, okay, throw your ass back. So while I'm in the hyperextension, it's like, okay, pull it to the ceiling. Makes sense. Nailed it. Perfect. And then like for me, a lot of the issue that I struggled with too was like, I didn't know where like the range of motion should stop and start. So like when it came to like kickbacks, it's like, okay, like you don't really need to kick that high up or all the way up to the point where you started arching my lower back. And then as far as like coming all the way forward, like you don't have to completely reset all the way to the rack. Like there's no point because you need to stay within that certain range of motion. So like learning that, I'm just like, oh, okay, like here's like exactly where we stop, then kick back out, stop there, bring it back in. So that was, those were two really big, like profound factors for me when it came to training in person with him.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's something that's like so undervalued, even still to this day, even though we harp on it, is sending videos or, paying for an in-session person with your coach. Like, just seeing how your body moves in real time is so valuable, because even if like you are sending videos, maybe they're not giving you the right cue. Like, it's a learning curve on both the athlete and the coach's end to see what the athlete needs to hear to get the exercise selection, and to get the movement down pat first in the brain, so that way they can connect the brain and the sensation and the movement pattern. And it can take a really long time, and it can be frustrating, of course, on the athlete's end and also the coach's end, because it's like, it's not, because you can feel like you're stupid, and it's like, oh my God, it's a kickback. But it's like, yeah, it's a kickback, but like, it's just, you're not getting the right setup, you're not getting the right cues. And so sometimes just like getting that extra help and being willing to still be a student and not take it personally is really, really important. But like, I think item number one when it comes to enhancing your training is send the damn video. Like, just send it. Like, make sure your entire body is in frame. You know, send it from the side, maybe an angle, maybe the front, depending on what exercise. But like, send the damn video. Give your coach some notes. Like, hey, this is what you've programmed for me. You know, this is what I'm feeling. These are the cues that I'm thinking of. And have that conversation with them. So that way your coach knows exactly what you're thinking of, maybe what you're not thinking. So that way the whatever exercise that you're executing, especially if you're having a hard time executing it, you guys can fine-tune it to make it work for you. Like, don't be afraid to send videos, to ask for help, to be a student, because like training is a skill that is developed for months and years on end. You're not gonna go just lickety split, get it like that.
Yeah, I think training videos are so useful. Like, this has been the first time that I've had a coach that has actually like reviewed my training videos. And I never used to do it for my athletes until I hired Mark, and Mark started doing it for me, and now I do it for them, obviously. And I think it's been like a complete game changer, because there's been times where like I've programmed stuff and like people just had no idea what I was talking about. And I'm like, oh my God, like we're doing this completely wrong. Like, no wonder we're not making progress there. Or like the biggest thing with videos that I see a lot of is like intensity is it's not there. Not having like the drive, knowing how far you can go, and then like how far you can go with failure and like still be safe at the same time. A lot of people have like that mental block or fear of hurting themselves. And it's like, okay, well, you have like the kind of go from your coach. It's like, wow, form looks great. You're executing fantastic. Like, go up in weight, add 3 to 4 more reps. And then you'll see that progression just like take off from there.
Absolutely. Like, if your coach is telling you that you can do more, like, don't be so sensitive. Like, be like, oh, that's cool. That's great. That means I can push more. I can push harder. I have the ability and the potential to push harder. But a lot of the times, people like take it so personally because, especially if your coach is maybe delivering it wrong, like some coaches, like, oh, you're being a little bitch or you're being a pussy. Like, you know, maybe some athletes can like respond well to that. But I feel like most athletes are probably going to like feel, you know, threatened or feel like attacked or whatever. And that might not be the best way to like, you know, portray that, hey, we have more that we need to pull out. But if your coach is telling you we had more, be more intense, like bring more intensity, push harder. It's because they see the potential in you. You just have to prove it to yourself and prove it to them. But don't just be like, oh, I am pushing hard. It's like, it's not black and white. It's not either you're training like a pussy or you're going balls to the walls. Like, there's a spectrum of intensity. That's why there is RPE. That's why there's RIR, which is reps in reserve. Like, a lot of people like really don't know how to gauge intensity because they either like don't know how to really take a true set till that actual failure point, or they get caught up in feeling the burn and oh, it burns so bad. But like your last few reps should be slowing down on that concentric, right? That's what I'm looking for when it comes to videos. I'm looking for, are they slowing down? Are they, you know, losing their bracing? Are they breathing heavier? What does their face look like? But like, it's something where, again, just people take it so personally, and it's like, it's not personal. Like, the whole point of hiring a coach is for that accountability to push yourself to reach your goal. And if your coach is telling you, yeah, you're doing a good job when you could be doing a better job, like, I mean, I guess they could lie to you, or I guess, you know, if you have that conversation that you don't want that extra accountability, but like, I can't relate. Like, I would rather Austin be like, hey, you definitely like should be pushing more. I'd be like, oh, yes, sir. Let's fucking do it. 'Cause it's only gonna benefit me in the future.
I have like, so do you send Austin videos of your training? I can't remember.
Not always. Like, it's not like I send it all the time, just like when I can't get something down. It's usually working with my PT since I have a bunch of prehab shit that I'm like working on with my QL. So it's mostly like my PT because we're working on making adjustments to my body. Because I do know how to train hard. Like, Austin's like, you know, always approved my intensity, right? But unfortunately for me, it's not the intensity that's always lacking, it's the proper setup, which again, that's again more of a PT issue. But if I do have an exercise where I'm like, bro, I fucking can't, then I'll of course ask him. But my exercises aren't like a glute kickback, which requires a lot of different cues and stability components. More of my exercises are more like machine-based locked-in stuff. So it's like, it's not as, I guess, complex as something like a glute kickback for you, which again, there's a lot of fucking moving parts.
I still send Mark training videos when he's like, I don't need to see these anymore. I said, no, you fucking do. I want you to see how hard I'm training. Because he's like, wow, like my hip thrust, like barbell hip thrust, like We worked really hard on those before I got pregnant because that was a difficult moment for me as well. Just with like, not arching my back, making sure like my feet are in the right spot. And then like my glutes have always been weaker than my quads and hamstrings. So that was just like another difficult movement to have it more obviously glute bias. So I remember like a month ago, he's like, I don't really need to see these anymore. And I was like, no, you do. I pay you to see them. So you're going to see them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, something like hip thrust for me was really hard. And, from the video that I would send Austin, like, he's like, yeah, they're fine. And I'm like, well, I'm just like not feeling him the way I should. So I was like working on it with my PT, and it was just a weak pelvic floor. So like I'm working on like pelvic floor stuff, which I think is another good point to talk about when it comes to proper mobility work, prehab stuff, especially with females. Like pelvic floor work and having a strong core, both on the front and the back, is really, really important for a lot of the lower body lifts when it comes to like hip flexor strains, hamstring, adductors, all of that stuff. So even though I don't do like direct ab training, like crunches or shit, like I do dead bugs. I do like pelvic floor work, like Kegel type shit, single leg stuff to help like warm my body up, get that proprioception. Work on those imbalances too, because like I do have like a tight QL, which I'm doing like acupuncture and shit for to get that to release. So a lot of it is also stuff that you do outside the gym when it comes to like mobility and other shit like that.
Yeah, actually, like my goal for October is to do mobility every single day. So October is first, and
Oh, yeah.
I already have it planned for 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Because when I was training with Mark, we realized that my right hip is like super tight. It probably always has been just from like soccer and the way that like I used to kick, as well as like my child sits on my right hip all the time, and I'm right leg dominant. So we noticed like with certain movements that like seated hamstring curls. For some reason, I have like no engagement on them, and it's just because like my pelvis like just tightens up. And it's definitely on that right side because we started doing like unilateral work, like standing laying with them to see. And I was like, oh yeah, like left leg, great. Like I could hold my hip flat on the pad while I'm curling up. Right one, oh dude, like I just crunch when I was like laying, like doing them on my stomach. I would like crunch up, my hip flies up off of the bench, and I'm like, oh, well, that's because it's so fucking tight. So we're gonna work on that. He showed me some specific mobility things. I'm not too familiar with it. I don't know the names that he fucking said, but we're gonna try them out, see if that improves. And it's crazy because during my last prep, I did like a lot of mobility, and I think that helped with obviously posing and then training as well. I would do it before every single workout, and I was training 6 to 7 days a week. So I did it frequently without even like technically knowing, and now I do none of it because I'm fucking lazy. So gonna get back onto that because it's limiting to me. It's limiting my progress. It's hindering my posing. So I'm excited to start doing that. It's just like another thing to fit into my schedule. But again, like when you're starting a new routine, like I told myself, like, okay, like 10 minutes, whatever you can get done in 10 minutes, it's fine. You'll build on that. So that's kind of where I am with that. But I think it is important to, like you said, kind of like incorporate outside of the gym stuff so you can be better inside of the gym, right?
Yeah,
And
like that body work, whether it's a sports massage, physical therapist, like I said, I started with an acupuncturist. Like there are certain things that like you have to trigger with like maybe needle points. So whether it's like actual acupuncture, dry needling, E-stim, whatever, like these are all tools at your disposal. And especially if you do have a lot of injuries or have previous injuries or just like limited mobility, it can be really important to just like give your body that extra love and attention. And yeah, these things aren't always like the most like, I don't know, fun. 'Cause like sports massage therapy is not like a Swedish massage where it's like la-di-da, everything's relaxing. It fucking hurts. Like acupuncture, especially if they find like a motor unit that needs to be like stimulated to like release a tight muscle. Like it can be uncomfortable, but it's really good to have that from a central nervous system standpoint. So that way your body isn't constantly like locked up and not functioning. Because obviously, if the muscle is either super loose because it's being overstretched or super tight because it's in spasm, that's going to limit your growth. That's going to limit your hypertrophy, right? So, a lot of the prehab mobility stuff, even though it's not like fun to do, it is so beneficial. And like some great resources that are free are like Squat University. I think his name is Vernon Griffith. on YouTube. He has a bunch of like mobility stuff for hips and shoulders. So like, don't be afraid to utilize free resources. Build yourself a little routine. Like Ash said, start with 10 minutes, build up to it. And then if you have the extra funds, like invest in a sports massage therapist, invest in physical therapists. Like these are all good things for you to do as an athlete to help you to get better.
Yeah, and like sports massage therapist also like no nothing replaces something, if that makes sense. Like it's not going to replace like the stretching and mobility I need to do outside of the sports massage. Because like I was so funny, I was talking to Mark obviously on Saturday. He's like, "Yeah, your hips are so tight." And I was like, "I know, I need to start doing hip mobility, but I did just start going to a massage therapist, so like she can probably just figure that out." And he turned and looked at me, and I was like, "I know, I'm just being fucking lazy and trying to get myself out of it. I know she's not gonna replace the fucking actual mobility
She
drills."
may
I should.
give you like the starting point though. 'Cause like if
Yeah.
you're so locked up, she may be able to like, ease some kinking so that way mobility isn't as torturous. 'Cause sometimes it's really hard to like get into certain poses and you're like, how do I breathe through this bitch?
Honestly, I was really good at mobility when I was pregnant. I did it every single day for probably 30 to 40 minutes. So I just need to start doing it again because I was really worried about like my hips not being open. And then the minute my child came out, I was done. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. Fuck that. Even though I should have. But yeah, my massage therapist is pretty good. She works on a lot of the NFL players around here.
That's
So
awesome.
yeah, it is, except for the fact that like I go in there and I'm like 138 or whatever pounds, and she's used to working on 200-pound guys, so I feel like she still tries to work me like a 200-pound guy, and I'm like, this sucks. But it feels good like when I leave. I'm like, okay,
Yeah,
like
no, I mean, like, honestly, like, I feel like a lot of people get irritated with like physical therapists, especially because some of the physical therapists that people go to are like specializing in mamaw and papaw's hips. Or like work injuries. And it's like, if you're an athlete, you should go to a physical therapist that specializes in working with athletes. Like, don't just go to like a physical therapist down the street. Like, try to get a referral. Like, try to ask around, like, who do you go to get like, physical therapy work or body work done? Like, don't be afraid to do research, especially when it comes to your athletic abilities. Because, I've been through so many physical therapists and the ones that are super clinical, like, they didn't resonate with me. They didn't get results because it was like such easy bullshit. And I'm like, listen, I know I'm not like a fucking NFL superstar. Like I'm not agile. I can't jump. Like I'm a bodybuilder. So like my range of motion and what I need to do for my sport is different. But like crying out loud, like some of the stuff they were having me do, I'm like, this is too easy. You know what I'm saying? If it's not challenging me or helping me to get better, why the fuck am I doing it? So don't be afraid to like dig and like understand that much like coaching, like they might be a good physical therapist, they might not be a good coach, or they might be a good coach, but then they might not be a good coach or a good physical therapist for you. So just like don't be afraid to date. Don't be afraid to
Oh,
date around.
yeah, I agree with that. I've never been to like a physical therapist. I don't really have too much input on that. But yeah, other things outside of the gym that you can do that are going to help with like training, obviously, is like recovery. That's a big one. So making sure you're getting enough sleep, food, water, all those great things, to be honest with you. Like I noticed my recovery and training was so shitty being postpartum, because I wasn't sleeping enough, obviously, and it was just like, oh my God. I was making no fucking gains. And then also too, like we worked, reworked my training. So I had less training days because I was someone who always thought that like more training days was better. Like, oh, the more times we work our muscles, the better. But it's really
Nope.
fucking honestly, like, and that's like another thing too. Like, so I've had like a few newer clients and they were all like 5 to 6 days. I'm like, let's bring it down to four. Let's see how you do with four. Like, oh, is four really gonna be enough? I said, if you are training at the intensity and level that I want you to train, you should be like four is
Plenty.
plenty. Yes. Now, if you get to four and you're like top tier athlete, okay, well, let's add a fifth day in, but as far as like those 4 days go, it's like, dang, like you should not need more than that if you are training at the intensity where I want you to be at based on your goal and whatnot. So, like with that being said, like that gives you so much more time to recover throughout the week, 3 full days of like not even being in the gym. Like I typically try and like train two off one, train two off two, because by that point it's the end of the week and I'm like, damn, like I really do need to like rejuvenate. And I think also too, it's just like having that really good like sleep quality. Like last night, oh my God, I slept so fucking good. I can't even believe it. I couldn't even tell you the last time I slept that good. Probably when I was on sleeping pills, to be honest with you. So like 2021. But Yeah, my kid didn't even wake up till 6:45. I couldn't fucking believe it. He went to bed at 7 last night, woke up at 6:45 today. My happy ass got into bed at 10:30 and I slept all the way till 6:45. I was like, holy shit.
I love
Holy.
that for you. I feel like I did something similar on Saturday. I don't think I went to bed like any later than usual, like maybe an hour, but like I woke up and it was 6:45. And I'm normally up between like 5 and 6. So like I know it's like, oh, because you get up at 6:45, it's not that extra long, but like I was like trending upward at 140 and then I dropped down to like 137.8. I was like, damn. So I was feeling like a new bitch. But yeah, like everyone asked me, like, what do I do for recovery? What do I do for recovery? And like honestly, the big aspects are one, make sure you're sleeping enough. Like, make sure you get 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep. Two, make sure you are training hard and you're not training with junk volume. Because people are like, oh, I need to be in the gym 6, 7 days a week so I can grow. Bitch, you're not growing in the gym. You're breaking down in the gym. You're tearing your muscles apart in the gym. What you do outside of the gym with your nutrition, your sleep, like, are you doing fucking cardio and abs on your quote unquote active rest days? Like, can you not fucking sit still? Like, those are going to be your biggest recovery volumes when it comes to your nutrition. Are you at maintenance or a surplus? Your sleep, and then also looking at your program as a whole. For my programming right now, I hit legs 3 days a week and upper body, and then like light glute work on another day. And that is a lot to recover from. I do not want a fifth fucking day. Like, I don't want to be in the gym 5 days a week. Like, I would be very, very upset. I would do it if Austin told me that's what I needed to do. But with how hard I train and how his training is, I want the extra recovery. I want to be able to sit on my fat fucking happy ass and eat, put my legs up, put on a heating pad, do my mobility, stretching, whatever, and just chill. So, like, don't think that, like, you have to be in the gym constantly breaking down your body. That's not the point. As bodybuilders, we want to stimulate just enough to be able to repair from that. And then also, when we're in a growth phase or a surplus or whatever, we also have enough materials to even grow. But if you're just like beating yourself into a fucking pulp, not only are you barely recovering, but you're certainly not going to fucking grow.
Yeah, I think like it's dependent like for each person, like especially like as like your journey starts to change too. Like I had a girl that was 3 leg days a week. She's in prep. She's in week 19 or 18 of prep. We pulled that third leg day like 5 or 6 weeks ago because like her recovery was just like obviously not there because really fucking low for her. Cardio's pretty, I wouldn't even say it's that high. And it's like she's like, oh man, like my legs feel like bricks. And they started to look like fucking bricks in her check-ins just with like inflammation. I was like, how about we pull that leg day? Like, let's just pull it and see how it goes. And it wasn't even like a high volume leg day. It was like three, maybe four exercises with like 2 to 3 sets for each. But she's a goddamn workhorse. She trains fucking hard. And I was like, okay, we're not recovering as we should. So like, we're not growing. We're starting to look worse. Like, you're feeling sluggish. Why don't we pull it? You still have 2 other leg days. And let's see how you do. And she looks a lot fucking better. Inflammation's down, like everything, like just total stress. So, and it, like I said, like it depends on your journey. Like, you know, if Austin said, hey, Ash, like you need another fucking leg day because this is where we need to build, you'd put it in, assess, do it. So it's like forever changing. There's no like hard set of like, hey, like 4 days or 5 days. But I will say, like, recovery is so important. So it's like, hey, like if we need to pull a day, do it. It's fine because you'll probably make more fucking progress because our bodies do have a limit. They have a threshold where it's like, all right, you've pushed us, you pushed us, you pushed us. Now we're gonna start fucking pushing back because I'm fucking here. And you know, having that coach or just having really high self-awareness to communicate with your coach is key when it comes to that. Like when I came back from postpartum, like I couldn't do 4 days, just my schedule and my recovery. Like I wasn't sleeping. I definitely was not having the right nutrients that I should have had. I don't even know if I was hitting water. So it was like, okay, like we had to give me 3 days. Like that was more manageable. That was more achievable. And now we've worked up to 4 days. So, and I'm growing better. So because I'm recovering better, I'm sleeping better. Like I said, my kid's sleeping all night now. I am actually hitting my fucking macros. I'm getting my water in. I'm starting to do like mobility, massaging, all of that great things. So it's like, okay, there was the change. It was only temporary, and now here we are, and we're kicking fucking ass.
I'd be willing to bet, though, if you actually invested the time and energy into training intensity, not only would you not need an extra full leg day, you wouldn't want it because your body would be begging for rest. You know what I'm saying? So like even now with my like training day, like I couldn't handle a fourth like full leg day. Like I couldn't handle it with my schedule, and I couldn't handle it with my recovery, because like what he has me doing is like just what I need to recover from. It's like perfect. And any more, it would start to make my gym sessions just miserable.
Yeah, and like I will never like harp on an athlete that's like, oh man, like I only got 2 of my days in this week because I was so fucking sore. Fantastic. Great. I love it. Honestly, you probably should have told me before our fucking check-in because I like to talk to you guys all fucking week except for on Thursdays. But yeah, like that's fine. That's great. Like you pulled back because you listened to your fucking body job. Yeah, imagine that. We like that. Kudos to you.
Yeah,
So
I feel like last big tip though is like log your lifts. Like don't just go in like without like a piece of paper and a pen. Like if you want to use your phone, that's fine. But honestly, I feel like just pen and paper is so nice. So that way you can like scribble your notes, like especially if you're sending your coach training videos, like you can like look what they said or listen to their feedback and like be an active note taker with your logbook. So that way you can reflect upon last week. Hey, what was this seat for this leg press machine? Where were my feet? You know, what were the weights I was lifting? What were my warm-ups sets? How did I feel? Like being an active participant in your training and just like going in and being an athlete, right? Like don't just like, you know, zone out and be mindless in the gym. Like be on, train hard, be an active participant, you know, put your coach's feedback into play. Maybe put your own feedback into play, being like, oh, the last time I had this cue, I felt better X activation. Like, that's huge, right? So it's just making sure that, like, you are being detailed to make sure you are progressively overloading and you are training hard, right? Because I feel like a lot of people are getting, like, so caught up in, like, little nuances and angles and stuff like that. And it's not that those don't matter, they do. But once you have your exercise set up to where you're not gonna get fucking injured, like, learn to go to work. You know what I'm saying? Like go to town on that machine, on that exercise. Like show yourself just how strong you are. Don't allow the gym to show how weak you are. Right? Because like obviously, yeah, we want to like push ourselves till failure. And like obviously, yeah, you are going to lose. The weight is going to win. But allow the gym to show you your strengths, not uncover your weaknesses. Like don't bitch out on like top sets. Like go to work. Because as physique athletes, especially, bro. You're going to be on stage in an itty bitty bikini or a banana hammock. Ain't nowhere to hide. Like you will either have the muscle or you will not. So don't sell yourself short when you're in the gym. Go to war and then go home.
Yeah, I definitely think obviously logging is like a very profound progress tracker or tracker. Oh my God, very profound thing to do because can't talk today. Because yeah, like you get to see like you working yourself up. Like, okay, I did 50 this week or last week. Let's do 60 pounds and see how it goes. And try, like, for me, like, when I go up in weight, I try really hard to like match my reps for the last week. That doesn't always necessarily happen. But like, that is like my mindset and that's like the goal. And that's what I'm striving for. So I can bring that intensity and like, obviously do better each week. And there's some weeks where like I'll hold weight because like the reps weren't there or I know the form wasn't there because I did make a note like, ooh, shitty. Or like, my tempo wasn't there. So I'm like, okay, let's hold here. Try again and go from there. Because even if you are getting like better tempos, better reps in, or like even shorter rest periods between each set, if that's something you're working on as well, depending on your goals, it's like that's progress. And you wouldn't know if you weren't tracking that. Like you'd be like, oh, like I don't know how much weight I did last week, or I don't know if my tempo was bad last week. So like to write these little notes in there, and whether it is on paper or in your phone, I mean, for me, I don't give a fuck. I just think, you know, your phone could be a little bit more distracting, but if that's where you want to track it and don't want to carry a notebook, I get it, 'cause it's just one more thing to drag to the gym. But it makes the world of a difference when you have it laid out in front of you and you're looking at it and you're like, wow, I just want to be better than I was before. So like going into the gym with that mindset of like, I'm gonna get better, I'm gonna drive intensity here, I'm gonna try my fucking best. But also to having that little bit of grace that like if you don't get as good as you were the last week before, okay, you have next week. Because there's been times where I'm like, oh my God, I did not progressively overload. I didn't even hit reps like today. Like I had to skip like the last three of my workouts because I didn't have the fucking time. And I'm like, old me would have been like, oh my God, I'm so annoyed. This is terrible. It sucks. I mean, it does suck, but like whatever. I have fucking the next time I do this workout, which will be in 11 days or 10 days, because that's how my training cycle is. So it's like, All right, I'll just hit it all next time. Like, that's great. And go on from there. But I'm not going to get upset because the workouts that I did or the lifts and exercises that I did do, I progressed on all of those today. So it's like, okay, going with the mindset that you're going to fucking kill yourself, not kill yourself, but like murder your legs or murder your upper back or whatever it
Bit
is,
of
murder,
war.
go to war and be okay if it's not. Because, okay, well, guess what? It didn't happen, but it's going to happen. So next week, I'm going to even try harder. I'm even going to have a better mindset. I'm either going to whatever else I need to do to get better, whether that's more rest, more food, better planning, timing, or just like being in a better mindset altogether. Because sometimes, like, if you're just in a shitty mindset, like you're just gonna have a shitty lift, dude. I mean, that happens to me all the fucking time, to be honest with you.
Dude, I mean, that's the thing where it's like, don't be so short-sighted, right? Like, it was one workout, and you already told yourself, next time I'm fucking getting it. But I feel like that's where a lot of people would benefit from working with like a therapist too, because like a lot of the things that like we ruminate for in training session or maybe even our bodybuilding journey, there are other areas of our life that also need time and attention when it comes to like how we think about things. And like, shit, I'll own it. Like, I'm meeting with my sports therapist next Monday. Like the girl that you referred me, like I booked an appointment with her because like there are areas that I need to get better. And I have read self-help books. And although I've done a lot of great work mentally by myself with reading these books, like I don't know everything. I'm not a fucking professional. And I want that extra help for myself. So like while I'm also working with like my physical therapist, you know, massage, acupuncture, whatever, I'm also drinking tea. So I'm in my acupuncture and tea era. Love that for me. I just also want the psychological help. And it's like, I have to be like honest with myself that I will benefit from this and I need this and to open myself up to that. So wanted to tell you that, yeah, I booked a therapy appointment.
Yay, we love therapy. I'm
Okay.
so happy you finally did it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. But yeah, when it comes to training, like, don't forget to have fun too.
Just me
Like,
today, and
it is important to like have that fun and have that like, you know, energy in the gym, because obviously, like, hopefully, the reason why you love bodybuilding is because you love the gym and you love training. Like, hopefully, you're not just like a clout chaser. If you are a clout chaser, you're probably not listening to this podcast, which is probably good. But like, enjoy your training too, because like, you get to like have fun and grow your body, and like, it's literally your time. It's your time to like do what you need to do to be successful. Like
we'll
Ash said, it's
see
like her time.
if it's my time. I like to think it is, but I'm just showing up one day at a time because that's literally all I can comprehend. And I think that's another reason why I've been so successful. It's because it's just one day at a time.
Exactly. What do you have going on this week? Anything fun?
Let's see. I work two hospital shifts this week. I have two new programs to write today for two new clients. I have Boo at the Zoo with my kid, which
I
is,
love that. He's a little tuna, right?
yeah, he's gonna be a tuna fish,
Are
which it
you going
kind
to
of looks
be
like,
a tuna?
yeah, so I'm gonna be a fisherman, catching a big tuna.
I love that.
So I'm gonna wear a little fisherman hat and I like have like a little fishing pole, and I have a shirt that says like big tuna on it, because that's what we call him. So it kind of looks like Rainbow Fish. If you ever read that book as a kid, that's what his costume looks like. I handmade it because I feel like as a mom, I needed to make his very first costume. So I learned how to sew and do all this shit with fabric this week, so or last week. So that was exciting. But I think that's pretty much all I have that's exciting for my week. I don't really have anything else. I don't want to do anything else. I feel like I'm busy this week. What about you?
I am going to the Goose Creek Fall Festival on
Who's
Saturday.
got this? Apple bobbing? You're gonna bob for an
I
apple?
don't think they have stuff like that, but like every year I've gotten like there's a single woman that like does a bunch of like I don't know what it is. It's like crocheting, knitting, but she makes like things from yarn. And so I have pumpkins and then I have a turkey. And this year I'm gonna see what she made because she always is so creative and I love supporting her because it's really cute. But Eric probably gets some food. I'll pack a meal and just sit and enjoy just like the fall festivities. Probably see a friend on Sunday just to see her, check in on her, but pretty standard status quo stuff, but it's finally cooling down and it's feeling fall and we're feeling spooky.
We love spooky season. I have like a
We really
lot
do.
of things planned. Like we have a fall festival. We're gonna go to Cedar Point in
Oh, fucking love Cedar Point.
yeah, it'll be fun. I don't know how many roller coasters we'll get on since we'll have a kid with us, but it'll be good because it's all decorated and whatnot. And then we have like a fall festival called Mapleside here, where they have like a big slide and Yeah, like the Johnny Appleseed Fest is what they call it, the Pumpkin Fest. I don't fucking know. There's all this shit that they do
Say
there.
what you will, Ohio has the best festivals, and I will die on that hill.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. One, mostly because it's all farmers and farmlands. So they're like all about that shit, which is funny because one of my new girls that I got last week, she's from Ohio, like Southern Ohio, I think. I think it's close to like where you were. I think it's by Dayton, actually. I gotta
Oh
ask
no
her.
shit. I love that.
But I was like, hey, like, what do you do for work? And she's like, I'm a farmer. She's like, I excavate and I do a lot of like cropping. And I was like, do you like it? She's like, oh, I absolutely love it. And she's like 23. I was like, dude,
I
that's fucking
love that dog.
sweet.
That's awesome. Send me her profile. I want to follow her. I want to see if she's from Dayton. I want to see if I know her.
She doesn't post on Instagram. And she, I think it's from Dayton. I'll have to ask her again.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
But
Cool.
I
I
think
hope you
that's all
have
I got.
fun with your boo at the zoo and show me tuna.
I will. Once we got our outfits on, we're gonna take a family pic.
I love that. I love that. But good pod with you, dude. And I'll see you soon. I'm sure I'll text you in like 20 minutes.
Sounds good.
All right,
Adios.
bye.